Attention listeners, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and do not represent Spirit Live or TMU. We are also going to be talking about some serious topics such as death in this episode, so if topics like these trigger you, please feel free to fast forward part of the episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the podcast. Attention sports fans, you're tuned in to Over the PA where we'll bring the heat on the latest sports drama, controversies, and jaw-dropping moments of the week.
All shots taken and no topics off limits. This is your weekly dose of hot takes and sports debates.
So buckle up, it's game time with Prima
and Alex,
your favorite dynamic duo breaking it all down.
Attention listeners, the following program contains bold opinions, heated debates, and unfiltered sports drama. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to episode 4 of Over the PA. Today, we're going to get a little more personal. We wanted to give you guys a little intro to who we are since you're kind of just listening to random voices every week. And then we'll obviously get into all the hot topics. So stay tuned, you silly gooses. Anyways, I thought that we should start today's episode introducing ourselves and kind of giving our devoted fans a little
Like my mom, my dad.
My mom.
And my nonna, probably.
Yeah, potench. Shout out to you guys. All right, you want to go first?
What do you want me to say?
Talk about yourself, babe.
I don't like talking about myself.
Okay, fine. I'll go first. All right, so I'm Alex.
It's Big Al, actually. I like to call her
Big Al. Well, Big Al is kind of like my alter ego. So Big Al, I feel like Big Al is like who comes out when I'm like drunk or hyper or like anyone who's not chill. Like chill is Alex and then like all over the place is Big Al.
Okay. Got that.
But I'm like down to go by Big Al at all times. Anyways, I have one sibling who actually just followed our podcast page, which go follow that over the P.A. And I have a mother.
On Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. And I have a mother, obviously. I have a stepdad, obviously. Well, not obviously, but I have one. My favorite color is green and black, but that's not a color.
It's a shade.
It's a shade, but what else can I say about myself? I danced competitively for 10 years in and around, which was very traumatizing. And I'm a third year sport media student at TMU.
And what do you want to do after the sport media program, Alex?
I'm glad you asked, Prima. This podcast.
Same.
I want to continue our podcast journey, but if all else fails, I would love to be like on air in some sort of way.
I know on air is super competitive, but do you have like a specific sport that you would really want to be on air for?
Oh, UFC. The things I do to be the next Megan O'Leary. And if you watch UFC, you know who that is and her little pink pantsuits.
Love that.
And like imagine just like getting your makeup done every day and like just going and like talking to like fighters. Hello?
Dream job.
Anyways, that's kind of it about me. What about you?
Hi, my name is Prima. I'm in the sport media program here with Alex. It's our third year. My favorite color is blue, any shade of blue, blue-green, aquamarine, teal, just anything to do with the ocean, I'm obsessed with.
Fact.
My favorite animal is an orca whale.
Aww.
If I wasn't in the sport media program, I'd be a marine biologist because save the whales.
Word.
Alex is looking at me like, I know it's weird, but it's okay. Is what it is. My favorite movie is Free Willy because of it.
I should have talked about my favorite movie. Mine's 13 Going on 30 for the record.
And my favorite show is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh.
What else? Ooh. I grew up playing soccer. Yeah. And I stopped like mid-high school. I have a mom. I have a dad. Aww. I have an older brother. Ugh. I have...
He's not listening anyways.
Yeah, exactly. I have a dog.
Oh my God, I have a dog too. Sorry, Lily, forgot about you. Kisses.
My dog's named Harvey, and he's very cute.
Yeah, super cute.
You know how, like, many people say, like, their dog is cute and it's ugly? Like, yeah. Like, mine is actually cute.
Mine's, like, ugly cute.
I think that's all I got. After that's the sport cute. Media program, I don't know. We'll see.
We're just playing
it by
ear. I
like to produce. I like to be in control.
Yeah.
A little bit of a control freak. Mm. That's okay.
No, that's, like, super powerful and CEO of you.
Did you say CEO?
Yeah. Have you never heard?
No. CEO. I've never heard. I'm old.
Okay, she's not old. We're literally the same age. No, for some reason, she's a grandmother.
Apparently, I'm a grandma.
She crochets.
I knit. I crochet. My two favorite foods are French fries and ice cream.
Okay, let me do mine. My favorite foods change.
Okay.
Okay, I love any sort of Mexican food. It is Mexican. I'll eat it. Okay. Let me tell them the story of how we became friends.
Besties.
Because this is...
BFFs.
If you're going into university, I promise you, this is also going to be your journey. So, it's the first day of first year. No, maybe not the first day. Maybe like the second or third day. It's the first week.
Okay. So, just a little, even more of a backstory.
Yeah.
A week before we go to our classes, we have an orientation.
Yes.
Tell me why I didn't see you. I
had no clue who the bitch was.
Never saw you.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Funny.
Yeah. Anyways, so we never crossed paths. So I had no idea who this girl was. Okay. Never seen her before in my life. And
then when you saw me, you were like, oh my God, like, she's stunning. Oh my God.
It's love at first sight.
Sorry.
Yeah. So we get to this class and we're all kind of standing outside. And obviously I'm unsure of myself because it's the first week of school. And I'm like, am I even in the right place? So I make the first move.
Thank you. Because I never make the first move.
Because that's who I am, okay? I make the first move.
I'm not the person to make the first move. I'd rather stand in a corner and die.
Yeah, that's so her. So I approach and I go, hey, is this RTA whatever the code was or whatever?
808.
Sure.
Media message design.
Is that what it was?
Yes. Aww. Bianchi.
I know. Professor Victoria Bianchi, building. If you're listening, we'd love you, okay? You're the reason for our friendship. You created us.
Yes.
Anyways, so she's like, yeah, it is. And then we kind of just like stood beside each other. And then as the class opened up, there were tables of like two. So like you had to just basically be with a buddy. And then we just sat beside each other and the rest was history.
Literally.
And now look at us. Anyways.
Let's get into the episode because
Let's stop talking about ourselves. It's getting embarrassing.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. I really like the lineup of topics for today's episode.
I do too. I feel like it's different. It's
feeling
fresh.
Fun. It's feeling fresh.
Yeah.
It's giving what I wanted to give.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Start us off.
You want me to commence?
Away.
Okay, I'm going to get into something that honestly is kind of related to what we've talked about in the past.
Okay.
So Jason Kelsey was recently out and about meeting fans, talking to people.
Okay.
And a young gentleman was following him, recording him, calling Travis, his brother, the F slur and things of that nature and being like, how does it feel that your brother's an F slur with Taylor Swift, dating Taylor, like basically just harassing him, following around with the camera. So Jason Kelsey turns around, takes this guy's phone from his hand and slams it on the ground. Smashes it. Goes to picks it back up and walks away with it. Steals his phone, basically. Not like it was going to be a working phone anyways, because it's shattered. But yeah, picks up the phone, walks right away with it. Assert your dominance, king.
Okay, but here's the thing. I've heard... So Alex sent me a TikTok on this because I didn't know. I watch it. The comments all say Jason Kelsey called him the slur back. I don't know. I didn't see. I didn't watch the footage.
So here's my take on this, okay? I think it was granted. I don't think Jason Kelsey did anything wrong.
I agree, but I don't think he should have called him the slur back if he did.
If he did call him the slur, I understand why he would have said it in the heat of the moment. Probably, like, he was just, like, filled with rage and just wanted to, like, hate on this guy, obviously. So I feel like the hate and the phone smashing and stuff was fully... granted, because I feel like that family, the Kelsey family, has been taking so much hate over the past like year, and I feel like Jason Kelsey's just almost had enough, and like he's gonna be like, I'm not tolerating this disrespect anymore, like basically like don't f- with me because I'm a large man and I'll take you the f- out, and that's it.
Yeah, well, that's what he did for a living, take other big men.
I don't know why everyone is like not scared of Jason Kelsey. He's like a big man.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it was granted. If he's calling him a slur back, don't do that. Obviously not good, but like, you want to smash his phone? Smash his phone. He's harassing you. At the end of the day, you have to realize these people are like people.
Yeah.
And not just like famous celebrities and athletes. They're people. So if you go around following someone.
They're human beings too.
Yeah. Justice for the Kelseys, not for Taylor Swift though. Sorry.
Moving on from one retired football player to another. Giselle is Prego.
I love this drama. Okay.
So fun.
I eat it up. Who was it? Her like karate instructor or something?
He's a jujitsu instructor.
Knew it. So the fact that she cheated on Tom Brady with her jujitsu instructor. Okay. That was already the biggest drama of the generation. All right.
Yeah.
That's all people who are watching the NFL could think about besides Taylor Swift is the scandal.
Yeah.
And now she took it a step further and she is with child.
Yep.
With the little karate kid inside.
At 44 years of age.
Oh, which, that's a little dangerous. I actually didn't even realize that she was that old. That makes sense.
And he's 37.
Oh, cougar.
Rawr. A little bit. She has a 14-year-old daughter and an 11-year-old son.
So this is my concern, okay? It's about the kids. This is the problem when you already have children and you're in the public eye and you start gallivanting about and doing scandalous
personally,
things.
Personally, if I was a kid, I wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, obviously. And Tom Brady has, he has a son who's like older. He's like 15 or something like that. Because I know that because he used to like kiss him on the lips and it was like a whole scandal.
Oh, yeah, he does. So he has a 17-year-old with someone else and then a 14-year-old and with, an 11-year-old with,
okay,
with Giselle.
That's what I thought. Okay. But even if that's not her biological child, that was obviously his stepmom for a long time. And when you're 17 years old and you see this lady treating your father that way and acting this way, and then you have the public eye on top of that and all these people talking about it like us, you're obviously not feeling good about it.
Yeah.
That's not good. Listen, do I think it's hilarious? Yes. But once you think about the actual impact it's having on the family, probably not that funny.
Yeah. And then I also want to talk about Tom's reaction to it.
Oh my God, I can't.
Because it's so funny to me.
Men are so dramatic.
So dramatic. So he's dating, by the way, another model who's absolutely gorgeous.
Of course.
Irina, I don't know her last. It starts with an S and I'm not going to probably be able to pronounce
That's
it.
Okay.
But she's gorgeous.
Okay, happy for him.
So yeah, but then Giselle's pregnancy announcement comes out and he posts a little sunset photo with the music over it being Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
The drama.
There's three red hearts on the post with not a caption but words on it saying, "Oh mirror in the sky, what is love? ? Oh mirror in the sky, what is love?"
Like, I kind of understand the drama.
I just love that song.
I kind of understand why he's reacting this way, but also, if that were me, I'd be on Instagram posting like, "F that bitch," or like, "I hope something bad happens," something of the sort. I'd be like very creative with my caption, and it would be something like rude and awful.
Well, he wanted to go like emo about it.
Okay, but it's not him.
I don't know. I feel like it's him.
You think?
I feel like he's just like demure.
Yeah, kind of.
For lack of a better
word. Honestly,
he just doesn't give much
to
me.
Tom Brady gives zesty.
Yeah.
He's super, like, zesty and, like, feminine.
Yeah. That's what he gives to me. So, yeah. To me, that song and the way he did it with the post and everything is like, yeah, that's Tom Brady.
Now that you say that, honestly, after his roast, too, you really saw, like, a different side of him.
That's literally, I was like, I knew that man was like that.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, my God. Also, insane. I've discovered that I have a pretty good Patrick Mahomes voice.
Oh, my God. Please go.
Hey, guys, let's get out there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, it's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a good game, guys.
Wasn't
let's
that
go.
Pretty good? It's not bad, right? That's I have to good. Hear. If I hear it, I can do it a lot better.
How,
but
was,
like,
how was mine? It was okay.
Do it again?
I don't know if I can do it on this one, no. Let's go, guys.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Get into it.
That's what he would sound like if he was sick, probably.
A little Cookie Monster. Mine was, yeah. Yours was more Kermit. Mine was more Cookie Monster. Mm. He's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, listen.
I'm a little more Kermit, though.
If we were to merge, it'd be perfect.
It would be literally perfect.
Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about this Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson boxing match that's coming up.
Yeah, so it will be streamed on November 15th on Netflix.
First ever live stream from Netflix for fighting.
It's like, I don't know. Okay, this is going to be not a good take, and you're probably not going to like me for it.
Okay.
But as much as the Paul brothers are, like, hated worldwide, or in North America, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, worldwide, they were kind of banned from Italy when Logan jumped into that thing. Anyways.
That'll
into
do
the,
it.
Yeah. So.
The Trevi Fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like stupid. Idiot, they're so stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, they do it to get a rise out of people, to get a reaction, which is why they're actually smart, and which is why they're famous.
No, I agree with you.
So they do these things, like Jake Paul knows the internet hates him, so he's turned it into his boxing career as the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
What's his slogan is like, the problem child.
Oh, like, is that what
yeah.
it is? That's
like,
funny.
The problem child, Jake Paul. Okay, like, it's like that.
Fully problem child.
Meanwhile, it's like it used to be, it's everyday, bro, with the Disney Channel flow. Like,
oh,
what?
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on the roasts that were happening.
Guys, I don't need to out myself, but I can rap that entire thing as well as The Fall of Jake Paul by Logan Paul. I know the entire
song. Oh, I can do every single one. I can do the Alyssa Violet and Ryska one. I can do the Jake Paul one, and I can do the Logan Paul one.
Wow.
I'm chronically online.
The Logan Paul one was my favorite.
Oh,
I loved that
so
one.
So good.
It was so good.
Oh, that's Alyssa Violet. You still be your chick. Anyways, here's my take on this fight, okay?
Yes.
I feel like Jake Paul is actually not that bad of a boxer.
He's not.
He's not. He's very calculated. Both of the Paul brothers are very, very calculated, very manipulative, very gaslighter. So I think that obviously they knew this was going to make a lot of money. It's like Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, just like.
It's also Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather.
Again?
They boxed already.
Oh, yes. Okay. I thought you were saying they're going to fight again. No. Yeah. It is similar to that. Yeah. My only issue with this is that Mike Tyson is too old.
Yeah.
He's too old. His body has taken a toll since he's retired from boxing and just does drugs all day.
Yeah.
Hence why there's some weird rules going on.
He's 58 and Jake is 27.
Okay. So, come on. Here's the rules, okay? Heavyweight fight, 2-minute rounds instead of 3, which is common for amateur boxing and women's fights.
Mm-hmm.
And also 14-ounce gloves.
Yeah.
Same thing goes. That's what they use for women's fights, for lightweight fights. Usually never ever used for heavyweight fights.
I mean, less impact on the body, right? When the glove hits you.
Yeah.
So it makes sense because Mike is 58.
But I don't like that they have to come up with and Jake Paul's like, oh, these are Mike Tyson's rules. I had to agree to them. Whatever. Okay. I don't really care. I don't like that you're down to have this great of an advantage over. I don't even care that he was the best boxer in the world at one point. I don't care how accomplished Mike Tyson is. He's almost 60 years old.
But you know why they're doing it, right? Because they're actually money. Like friends and stuff. Money, obviously. Mike Tyson blew all his freaking money on drugs he needs and whatnot.
He needs it.
And Jake Paul loves money.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
So it works out for both people. The only thing that's on the line is Mike Tyson's pride.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Like, his legacy isn't going to be known as now being one of the best boxers of all time. It's going to be the guy who got beat by Jake Paul fought Jake Paul.
I genuinely don't think he cares.
Okay, let's move on. Something a little more sad.
Okay. So the 49ers, Chevarius Ward announces the death of his daughter, who was only 1 year old and going to turn 2 in November.
Oh.
Her name is Amani Joy, and she was born with Down syndrome as well as 2 holes in her heart.
Ugh.
So sad.
Ugh, that's really sad.
She was just like a light in everyone's lives and everyone's heartbroken, including the organization, the 49ers.
Yeah.
That's yeah. She horrible. Lit up every room with her smile, they said. Ugh. And her joyous spirit and positive outlook. So cute.
That's so sad. Honestly, she was having major health complications and she was probably in pain and probably suffering.
I mean, it's so weird because like I feel like we talk about something and then it kind of comes into fruition.
Mm.
Kind of like a manifestation thing. Mm. I don't know, that may be wrong, but we talked about like David Pasternak's baby.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about
Francis Ngannou.
Ronaldo. Yeah, it was because of Francis Ngannou was the main one. And like now this, like there's a lot of
No, it's really sad.
Yeah. It's a lot really of this sad. Going on.
I don't understand. Like, okay, obviously it's a lot more complicated than we know. And obviously there were a lot of health complications probably that came along with it and a lot of surgeries she had to undergo. So as it is awful, at least she's not suffering anymore.
Yeah. And at least she, like they said, was so joyous.
Yeah.
And bright, and that she hopefully exited that way.
Yeah. And she left like a positive stamp on the world.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's sad. That's really sad. I don't know why I'm laughing. I like laugh at funerals and stuff. I'm like super weird.
Me too.
So,
oh my God. I've been wanting to change my Instagram bio for a while to just say giggle at a funeral. Why are we the same? So I thought I was emotionally unintelligent, but I read a book.
Okay.
Oh my God, I read. Oh my God, Alex is so proud of me. I read a book, like a part of a book over a summer. Oh, okay. I didn't finish it. And I'm emotionally intelligent. I'm just emotionally unavailable.
Okay, yeah, that's totally fair. Like, I don't know if I'm emotionally unavailable because, like, I feel like I'm still good at portraying my emotions. The only emotion I'm not available for is sadness.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like everything comes out as, like, anger for me.
Oh, yeah, me too. No, everything pisses
me off. We're literally the same.
Everything makes me upset. Like, honestly, like, by upset, I mean angry. Like, everything makes me mad. What's our last topic that we should touch on?
Leaf star John Tavares spotted touting. I don't like that word.
It's a weird
Basically,
word.
He was, like, promoting
mm-hmm.
the power of magical injury healing amulet.
Some of these people are so out of touch.
It's by Aristech. And no, another celebrity, Russell Brand.
Oh, I love Russell
Brand. Yeah, he's so funny. He promoted it too.
What?
Yeah, and he's like, I went to the
airport. Well, Russell Brand's kind of weird.
He's kind of weird. When I think of John Tavares,
mm-hmm.
former Leafs captain,
mm-hmm.
now he wears the A, assistant captain.
Mm-hmm.
He is very, this is going to come off mean, and I say the same thing about Connor McDavid. And as I was saying it about Connor McDavid, I was watching him on the Prime Video thing, and he was like, yeah, I hate how people call me boring in a robot. And I literally said, you're a boring robot 10 seconds before. And I was like, oh my God, he heard me. I say the same thing about John Tavares, because he's very, like,
just
nothing.
Yeah.
But, like, he's, like, a robot. Like, he's an NPC. Like, that's literally John Tavares to me. And, but he's also kind of weird to me at the same time. And, like, to me, this makes sense. He's very into, like, health, diet. So this type of thing is an amulet that, well, I watched Russell Brand's video on it because he's hilarious. I was like, oh, clicking that right away. For him, he wore it to protect himself from, like, Wi-Fi signals and, like, all radiation and all that stuff. It's giving, like, Kourtney Kardashian. John Tavares is wearing it for those same reasons, and apparently it protects you from other injuries and that sort of thing. It's, like, a weird... Yeah, it's weird. And people... And he just, like...
Whatever.
I don't even know if he endorsed it. It was just, like, a comment he made or something, and now everyone... This is my problem. Anytime a Leaf does something, they take it and make it a big thing.
Of course.
And I'm talking about it because I think it's hilarious.
Yes.
And I think, keep collecting those amulets, like Infinity Stones, like Thanos, because maybe it's helping you. Because maybe. He scored a hat trick a couple games ago. So maybe we should all be hopping on this thing.
Potentially.
Who knows?
So that's kind of, whatever. If that's making you feel better, if that's having you, like, making you have a good performance.
Maybe it's a mental thing. Maybe he thinks it's making him help it. Yeah. So it's helping him. I don't care what it is. Keep scoring those hat tricks,
If it works, it works. Who am I to hate?
I feel like we need to give the amulet to William Nylander because he's, like, never scored a hat trick.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
No, because, like, he's scoring, but, like, he keeps scoring two goals. They put him on one time.
It's like you're getting so close.
They put him on the other day for an empty net goal so he could get a hat trick because he's only had, like, one or two in his whole career he hasn't had one in years.
And he didn't get it.
And he missed the net twice.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, so he just, like, can't score a hat trick for his life. So if this is working for John Tavares, hand it over. And then I have a question for you, Alex, to wrap this up.
Okay.
If you were to have one guest on our podcast, who would you want as a special guest on our podcast? What is that JoJo Siwa thing? Special guest on my podcast.
Guest on my podcast.
Anyways, go.
Okay, my non-sport, Adam Sandler.
So good.
Right?
Mine's not that good then.
Okay, my sport, Caitlin Clark.
Oh, great.
Because I kind of want to hear her, like, be, like, get down with the girls and, like, talk about the drama and also, like, share how she really feels about it. Everything that's going on in, like, her spotlight.
Be, like, super blunt, super honest.
Like, I want to hear from her.
So, my non-sport was going to be Robert Pattinson.
No, that's good.
But then now I'm thinking Snoop Dogg as well.
That's good, too.
They're both so good, and I can't pick.
Okay, well, if I actually had to choose anything, dead or alive, I'd do all of One Direction.
Dead or alive?
Well, I have to put that in now.
Oh, my God.
Rest in peace, Liam. One Direction changed my life, so that was really impactful. Anyways, yeah, if I had to do that. But I would probably pick Adam Sandler. I love him.
My sport one? I was going to say, like, Austin Matthews. You know why? And I know that's kind of basic and weird of me, because I usually like to go with, like, out-of-the-box things. Okay, that guy, there's something with that guy.
Yeah, there's something there.
There's something with that guy, and I just want to know. I can tell he likes a joke or two. Definitely more than Tavares and McDavid, that's for
sure. Well, obviously.
Because, like, he'll smile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, that's a lot.
Yeah, there's a little emotion there.
Yeah, there's a little emotion there, and I just want to bring it out. I feel like he's zesty as well, and I just want to, I want to know.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. All right, guys, let's wrap it up here. So from being full of ourselves today to old guys getting back in the ring, we hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode.
Yeah, I mean, today was a, like I said at the beginning, it's a fun and fresh one.
Yeah, we wanted to keep it new. We wanted to keep it fresh. We wanted to keep it playful, even though it was kind of got a little deep and dark there, but
it's okay. We brought it back out. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Of course. Well, we hope you guys enjoy today's episode. Do you want to talk about your favorite part of the episode?
Oh, my gosh. I like when you talk about yourself because I'm your biggest fan.
Ugh, stop. I was literally going to say my favorite part was when, like, we told them how we met.
Oh, I loved that too.
The lore. It's actually not even that much lore. It was pretty simple.
Yeah. It was honestly just like...
It was like, hi. All right, best friends.
Yeah, literally. That's it.
That was literally it. That was our whole meeting. So that was, like, one of my favorite parts because I really like how they...
I loved it. It was short and sweet like us. Yeah. So that's it for fourth episode of Over the PA. I'm Prima.
And I'm Alex.
And we'll see you next week for another fun-filled episode.
Until next time, keep the combo going, stay loud, and stay in the game.
This has been your latest...